Let's return now to the United States and speak with Daniel Lipman, who covers the White House for Politico. Daniel, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What was the reaction from your own political contacts and your own colleagues to the events which unfolded in Pennsylvania last night?
I was complete shock and despair that this happened. And, you know, we've seen a string of political violence in the country in the last few years, from January 6th to Gabrielle Giffords, who was a congresswoman who was shot grievously. And, you know, there was relief that Trump was okay. And we've seen statements from across the political spectrum, from the former presidents, from Joe Biden, from Democrats and Republicans, condemning this act and calling for calm and, you know, prevention of future acts.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we heard Joe Biden condemn the attack. Others, though, have sought to make political points in relation to it. The U.S. Senator for Ohio, J.D. Vance, tipped to become President Trump's nominee for vice president, said that it was not an isolated incident. He said the central premise of the Biden campaign is that President Donald Trump is an authoritarian fascist who must be stopped at all costs. And he said that that rhetoric led directly to President Trump's attempted assassination. Daniel, are we seeing now an attempt by some Republicans close to Donald Trump to point the finger of blame for what happened towards the Democrats and Joe Biden?
We are seeing that. Whether that will be successful politically is another question, because eventually, you know, since this is in mid-July, then the election is in November, this is not going to be the only thing people talk about. People are going to go back to policy like inflation and the border and Trump's plans for his term. But this is going to reverberate, and Trump is going to mention this in every speech he gives during this campaign, the rest of the campaign, and in the Milwaukee acceptance speech on Thursday night. And so I think that everything is political now, but we don't know the motivations of the shooter just yet.
Is this attack on President Trump likely to change the way he campaigns? Will we continue to see him doing those large campaign rallies, for example, which are clearly fraught with risk and a major security headache?
I think he will continue to do them, but they're going to add more security, you know, double the security. Now, when he was flying to his Bedminster, New Jersey home, when he was, after the attack, he was trailed by Secret Service agents on the tarmac down the plane. And so there are already signs of increased security, and there's going to be a massive investigation about what went wrong, what happened.
And a brief word then on Joe Biden's campaign. He's been under intense pressure after his performance in the debate with Donald Trump. I think we may have lost Daniel there, actually. We'll actually say goodbye to Daniel Lipman now, and we'll speak with Dr. Patrick Bury, former British Army captain and NATO analyst, an expert in security who lectures in the University of Bath. Dr. Bury, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
From a security point of view, what questions do you have now arising from that shooting, which resulted in the death of a spectator, two critical injuries, and an attempt on the life of Donald Trump?
Well, of course, the main question is, how does a shooter get to within 150 metres with an assault rifle of the principal, essentially, in this case? Former President Trump. And I think the Secret Service usually work on a tiered defence in depth system. So they'll have the close protection team around the president. You saw there the people that got to him within a couple of seconds of the shots being fired. Their job is to obviously take a bullet for him. Then you have the Secret Service. They liaise with the local law enforcement, and they would do the mid-tier depth security. So that's basically securing the ground, the crowd, and the environs of, the event. And then finally, you have the defence in depth. That's the counter-sniping team. And depending on whether the principal is the president or not, then it has a load of different assets, like it could have drones, etc. But first point in this case is that a former president gets less resource than an acting president, of course. So I think what's happened here is there's a lack of comms. We know that locals and witnesses were telling the police that there was someone on the roof 150 metres away. We know that the police started to respond, but not quick enough. And often what you find is that the security sector, the security service don't have all informed comms with all the law enforcement officers. And I will not be surprised if that's what comes out of this, one of the mistakes.
And is that down to the fact that Donald Trump is not the president, that you don't have blanket coverage in terms of the security that's available to him?
Yeah, there's less resource thrown at the problem because it's a lower threat level he's not serving. Yeah, that's it. I mean, if you look very closely at the footage, you can see there's also this thing where you're getting these reports and you're trying to work out in real time with very little time to respond, is that one of your own units, you know, that's gone meant to be up on a roof, and trying to work out, because, and they've come very close to blue on blues before. So I think that will have actually played into just trying to identify friend or foe as well.
From a security point of view then, Patrick, I mean, is there a risk of retribution, of retaliation from some of Donald Trump's supporters? Will that be a consideration, we'll say, when it comes to assessing the security now that surrounds President Biden as he continues on the campaign trail?
Well, it's always, you know, of course, the first thing you do is increase the threat level as a result of this, at least temporarily. I mean, the thing is, people are saying they're shocked at this. You know, something like this has been brewing for years. It's political assassinations are part of American politics. If you think four presidents assassinated, three wounded, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, it goes on and on. So especially at times of turmoil in the US, guns are a part of their life and they use them. What's interesting in this case is that the person missed. I mean, that is an easy shot from 125 metres. And the weapon he used is probably the wrong one as well.
Security expert Dr. Patrick Bury, thank you very much for speaking with us today.